David Byrne, Express 2. That is Lazy. Dermot and Dave with you. You can Snapchat us. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat. Louise has been on to us going, lads, I love the show. I'm trying to find you on Snapchat, but I can't. I'm typing in lots of variations of Dreamt and Dave, but I'm finding nothing. Can you send me the handle, please? Thank you, Louise. She didn't say ha, Dermot, not Dreamt. Yeah, so it's Dermot and Dave. All one word. Not an ampersand. Sure, it's not Maria. It's the actual word Dermot. Dermotandave. Maybe it's the two D's between and Dave. That sometimes mixes people up. So Dermot and Dave. While you're up there, actually, there's loads of people snapping us lots of different things.
Someone says, what's your opinion, Dave, on Liverpool signing Mohamed Salah?
There aren't enough Egyptians in the Premier League. So that's good.
Is there a quota you have to fill?
He's a bit of a Chelsea reject. He was at Chelsea for 2 years and played about 10 times and then went on loan to Fiorentina and Roma, but he did quite well there. So who knows? Maybe he'll unlock Coutinho's future potential or something. Well, best of luck to him anyway.
Yeah, cool, yeah. I'd say.
Something along those lines with a bit of football jargon is what I'm saying.
Asher, look, isn't that it?
That's what I say to
there that. There you go. That's the answer I should have given. Now, Ireland is great at stuff. And every time, you know, every now and again, we surprise ourselves again with something else that we're good at. And apparently, axe throwing is one of these things. First, it was cricket. We're like, oh my God, we're amazing.
Test Nation.
Test Nation. This week, we were announced a Test Nation. And now, we're in the World Axe Throwing Championships. And on the phone, we have a member of the Irish team.
This is Ashley Glover. How are you, Ashley?
How are you, sir?
Not bad at all. So you're from Wicklow, and the rest of the team are from Wicklow?
We're all from Wicklow,
So is that the centre of excellence? Is that the centre of excellence?
Well, we've got a few forests here, so I suppose you need the timber ants to throw at, and we set up in Wicklow. We're hoping that the sports will take off around the country. There's already a team setting up in Galway. At the moment we didn't have anyone to compete against, so we decided we'd pack our bags and head off to the World Championships.
Well, I don't know how, but I am following Axe Throwing Ireland on Instagram.
None of that's true. I wouldn't look at those guys. No, that's not you.
So boo to them.
No, it is us. It is us.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
There can't have been that many different axe throwing.
They're both very active in the Wicklow area.
So you get a feel for, you know, from our Instagram account there, you'll get a feel for what we're about. It's a fantastic, fun sport. You just have to throw an axe to be hooked.
Yeah.
You know, it really is something that you can, you know, you can get into it very easily. The barriers to entry are pretty small. You just need a competition throwing axe and around the timber.
Well, does it work then? Tell us about how the sport works.
So the rules are really simple. You basically stand 20 foot from the target. The target is marked out in increments of 2 inches. So the bullseye is a 2-inch bullseye. So what you're trying to do is hit a 2-inch bullseye at 20 feet with something about the weight of a sledgehammer.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, and it's easy. It's because you're swinging, so the weight of the axe basically does the throw for you, or most of it.
One-handed?
It's two-handed. There are some one-handed throwers, but we're all two-handed throwers.
So you hold the axe sort of behind your head and then fling it forward.
As if you were going to basically split a piece of firewood, and then you swing forward. Some people step forward, some people have huge core inner strength and they basically plant their feet. Other people kind of slightly rock forward. You know, out of the 100 competitors at the World Championship, there were probably 50 odd different techniques. It was amazing to see how people, you know, make their own techniques. Some of them quite kind of Ministry of Funny Walks type style.
One of the things that brought us to your attention was this video that's been kind of going viral of one of the competitors on your team, Kelly Lynch.
That's our Kelly Lynch. She's a fitness instructor in Greystones. And I think when I last looked, it was something like 20 million downloads across multiple social media channels.
Yeah, well, we'll play a little clip for people who haven't seen it or heard it yet. It just goes like this.
This is going to be insane, folks. Wait for it.
So that cheer is because Kelly managed... It was a moving target she got.
Yeah, that was a moving target, which made things all the more interesting. So we had never thrown at moving targets before. And the guys in Germany that hosted the World Championships. So let me give you a picture of what the World Championships are like. It's basically a cross between Wimbledon, where people behind the throwing line are kind of clapping gently, a bit like maybe a polo match or something right. like that. But if you held it at the clubhouse of a biker gang. So half the guys at the competition have full body tattoos, large beards. They're twice my body weight.
Right.
The Canadian team had competed against each other for a year to be there, to represent Canada. There's 1,800 members of the Canadian Axe Throwing Association. Nice. So, you know, that was the level of competition we were up against. We were up against the best of the best from Russia, from lots from Germany, all the Scandinavian countries, Czech Republic and so on. So it was a, you know, we didn't go there with huge expectations, let's say. We see ourselves as the Jamaican bobsleigh team of Timber Sports.
You're amazing. You're cool runnings with axes.
We are cool runnings with axes, yeah.
Fantastic.
So, very low expectations. I had booked my flights home for the Saturday night because I didn't expect to be in the finals, which was on Sunday. We figured we'd get knocked out in the first round.
Yeah. But?
But we didn't.
Yeah.
And so every day they did another qualifying round and they'd take out the 12 weakest throwers each time.
Right.
And every time we just hung in there by our by the kind of fingernails, you know. So we got through to the next day and the next day, and then people started to take notice. Other teams would come over and go, lads, you're still in. You're not knocked out. And we were like, Yeah, but we'd probably be knocked out tomorrow. And then by the time it got up, like, the stress is a bit, it's a at that level, really, it's, you know, it's not so much about the throwing. It's actually the psychology of it. You know, there's TV stations behind you. There's a big line of judges looking carefully at all the scores. You know, you're throwing in a row of 8 or 12 lads.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a high-pressure environment. And, you know, we definitely felt the pressure because we'd never competed before. Never. Like, the first competition the Irish axe throwing team were in was the World Championship.
So
it's
brilliant.
Like going from, you know, not having seen a tennis racket before 9 months ago to playing in Wimbledon in the final. It's that level of, you know, jump for us.
And so when is the final itself on?
That was it. That was it. Yeah, so I came 14th and Heath came 17th.
Heath
so
Dawson.
Yeah, so Ireland now have the, two throwers in the top 20 in the world.
Ah, round of applause for you and so, for Heath. Yeah, that is unbelievable.
We were just awesome, really.
How did you end up picking up an axe in the first place?
Well, we kind of have a bit of a, I suppose we see ourselves a bit like, you know, the men's shed movement?
Yeah.
Yeah, for kind of wellness and mindfulness and so on for men. We're kind of start off a bit like that. A few of us were sitting up in a shed in Roundwood and doing a bit of whittling and drinking a couple of craft beers. And we kind of said, oh, let's try this, you know?
Let's fling an axe at the wall.
Yeah, one of the guys from Newtown, Matthias, had imported a Swedish throwing axe. The axes themselves are interesting pieces. They look like a Viking throwing axe. They're not like a one-sided axe. They've got a double bit. Mm. And he'd imported one of these. There's very few companies that make them. And we were very lucky at an early stage. We started talking to a Swedish company called Hultafors, who have an office in Dublin, and they actually make the competition throwing axes. So at a very early stage, Hultafors came on as our sponsors. So we have like fancy kit, you know, so we
right.
kind of all branded and all. So we actually, even though we were very new, when we showed up at the World Championship, we looked the part, you know.
Brilliant. Well, that's half the battle. You said it's all mental. The safety brigade has been out. Surely running with axes is against the rules. It doesn't sound safe at all, says a text on 53102.
Well, so far we've had zero accidents. We have an event that's held regularly in Kilrodery. If you go to our website, axeclub.ie, we've had, in the first two weekends, I think we had 600 people through the range in Kilrodery.
Brilliant.
And zero accidents. Mm.
Well,
if you
may
want to try it out, and you lads want to come down and throw at us one Saturday, go in to the website and, you know, just tell us when you're coming and
great.
We'll organise some axes.
I'd love to. Listen, you may think you're great.
You'll be hooked.
It may think you're great, Ashley, with your sponsored axe, but I got a flick comb with my name on it. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
That I'd like to see.
I'll bring it down. You can all have a look.
Ashley, we're really proud of you. Fair play to you, Heath, Kelly, and Lee, and everyone
Lee,
else. Yeah, yeah, fair play.
Bigly standing. Unfortunately, Lee's axe broke.
Ouch.
He's a big lad, and he throws pretty hard, and it broke in the early stages. But he's the best thrower in our club, so we're hoping for massive things. We're going to Sweden to the Nordic Championships on the 18th of August.
Brilliant.
We're hoping to send 12 people from the club. So if there's anybody out there that wants to sponsor, particularly our women's team are looking for sponsorship for the Nordic Championships, please let us know. Because
cool.
We're going to be awesome again.
Axclub.ie.
Axclub.ie.
Ashley, thanks a million for talking to us today, buddy.
Thank
really appreciate
you very much,
it.
Lad. Thank
Look,
you.
Congratulations.
All right, cheers, bye-bye.
There's a text saying, after the Liverpool reject comment, I volunteer Dave as a potential target.
What angry Liverpool fans? I got another one saying, Dave, come on, Mourinho's a Chelsea reject, lads.
Lads, when Eddie Vedder came to visit our pub, that would be Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, we played rings and he talked about axe throwing. It's a big sport in Seattle, apparently.
Right, and someone else says, lads, come on, throw an axe. How about a mention for the Irish powerlifters competing in Minsk, Belarus in the World Championships? Well, yeah, I can, you know, fair play to them as well.
All these fantastic things happening around the country.
Yeah.
And it's great to find out about them. It must be so satisfying. Like, if ever you're a kid and you've thrown a sharpened stick into the muck, I mean, it's a kind of satisfying feeling of when something sticks into something.
Or when you throw a dart as hard as you physically can at a dartboard and it goes in all the way up to the roundy bit.
That's what the text says. You say axe throwing, I say extreme darts.
53102 for your thoughts. Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com.